Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah.
And in today's episode of the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to build or design your board of directors.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
That's right. So this is for startups. This is not just for startups that are raising money. I assume it's predominantly for these. This is maybe an interesting question. How many startups that are self-funded actually build a board of directors that go beyond their founders? And at what stage does that make sense? But if you have any kind of success or if you raise money as a startup, you're going to sooner or later going to be faced by the question of building out your board. And that's such a kind of foreign thing for most founders to do. Most founders that are going to put together their board of directors will do that for the very first time, and they're not going to be doing it with any high level of frequency. So I feel like there's a lot of mistakes that probably are being made there, and there's a lot of founders out there that are just curious about this topic.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's like one of the most interesting topics that founders struggle with. I mean, you usually don't have to deal with it till you get to later stages. So that is something worth mentioning. And so one thing I'll start with is, like, ideally when you have a seed round or the earliest stages, you actually don't want to consider having a board. And sometimes it's actually a red flag if you raise like $500,000 or something and someone wants to get on the board. So I'd love to discuss that for starters, Stelly, of like, when should you get a board?
I love it. Timing, right? When is the right time to get a board? Okay. So, I mean, you hinted at it already to some degree where it's not the right time when it's super early or when you are just raising a seed round and some of these investors or maybe even angel investors want to join your board. That should be a red flag. The obvious question here is why? Why wouldn't you want a board of directors as soon as possible? Aren't they helping you? Aren't they going to be part of the team and helping you with management and with decision making? And like, why would you want to delay that to a later stage? What's the core reason for that?
Yeah, in the beginning, you have to just be so inwardly focused in your business that a lot of outside input from people who aren't your customers or, you know, your team ends up being a distraction, to be really, really honest about it. At the same time, if an investor thinks they can really help you and they want to be on the board and they want to make you have board meetings and all that, and you've raised like $500,000, you've probably got an investor that's just so, and I know we've talked about this before, but so deep into your business that like it might be detrimental, because at that stage, everything can change overnight. Like literally your whole business needs to pivot and things like that. And then the investors bought into a model, they're on the board and they're going to try to push you right in directions that might not make any sense for your business. So who knows best at that point? Your investor that's on the board just because you raised $500,000 and they put in 100 or 200 of it, or you and your team and your customers. And that's where that distraction is not really worth it. So I would say that if you get a board of directors super early, it's usually a distraction. And I'm going to call out a firm who I know really well, just to mention a name, but like True Ventures tends to actually not get on the board in the earliest stages of your business. And they do early stage rounds. That's their whole model. And the reason is they might have a board observer if you want, or they might just let the founders have it. Most of the time, they just have the founders be on the board and they basically get the F out of your way. And that is like, I have a ton of respect for that, because they realize the earliest stages,